Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Motherfuckers, it's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, John Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny, he's a psycho, he's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
This is called Kind Barnless. Ooh, my hangover is kicking in. I was like, I feel great now that I'm sitting. I'm like, wah.
This is gonna be a bad show. I got a feeling it's gonna be a bad show.
Why?
Yeah, we're on.
Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast.
Son.
Why didn't you tell me we started? I was about to talk about how much blow I did last night.
Stop it, Micah.
Micah's a mess.
Micah, you are a mess. Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez. It is the day after Thanksgiving. Everyone's a little bit fatter. Everyone is a little bit more, hopefully has family issues off their mind. Hopefully got all that out yesterday from, you know, all of the, you know, whatever it is, whether you're connecting with your family or you're arguing with them, whatever it is, you got those issues out.
That's you yell at your family yesterday?
No way. Me and my family have never gotten along better. Ever since my mom, who was probably the problem,
died.
Ever since she died, our families have been really coming together.
She's been dead for a while. You're not sure if she's the problem yet?
We think she was the problem.
That's what you guys talk about every year on Thanksgiving. You're like, was our dead mom the problem?
We do. I swear to God, we go into things she did to us and how she abused us. And then my aunt, who's so sweet, she's 82 years old, she's like, oh, stop it. She wasn't that bad. I was like, my mom literally was an animal. She's a monster.
Yeah.
That's why I'm playing this song. Monster, monster, nigga, I'm a motherfucking monster. Oh. I dance on the show.
This is
now.
Eminem?
No, this is Kanye. Somebody else. So, look, great show plan today. I'm a great host. Louis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, artist formerly known as the Howard Schneider of MMA Radio, welcoming back two incredible guests. I'm very excited about these two because it's been a while since they have graced the microphones of a Gas Digital Studio together. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the one and only Micah Fox.
Yay.
And my ex-girlfriend, Karen Feehan.
Ew, you have to stop introducing like that. That's fucking, there's got to be a time limit on that.
What?
I have an ex-boyfriend who still introduces me as an ex we dated 15 years ago.
Whoa.
Let it go.
Yeah, but that guy, you were the best thing that ever happened to that guy.
I was the best thing that happened.
I get it.
Karen, you were the best thing that ever happened to me. I say that to you all the time.
Is that, that's probably true.
He says I was the one who got away.
She's the one that got away.
Yeah. Oh, then he's gonna introduce you like that for the rest of his life.
I mean, she literally got away. She broke out of the basement.
I ran so hard.
I remember she showed up in my apartment, dripping wet, naked, just banging on the door, blood on her fists.
And Mike is like, "We're still doing the podcast. Get over it."
It was so annoying.
Like, great show plan today. The former co-hosts of Shame On, the podcast, which I still would love.
Can you curse our theme song? Yeah, bitch.
Do they have the theme song
Juice
still?
It up.
You can find it. Fuck off, Shannon. Really, that's the... hold on. This is my production
team
right
now.
You
have two production people and neither one can find
this,
a song?
Yeah, exactly.
Ooh. All of the archives are gone.
Oh, yeah. Fuck you, Shannon. Stop disrespecting these fucking awesome guests.
By the way, whenever there's a girl you want to impress, you're always meaner to me, so I knew this
Whoa.
Is what was going to happen today.
She's ready for your bullshit.
I was prepared for
Shannon,
it.
She's ready for your
I don't
bullshit.
Pay you to call me on my shit. I pay you to push buttons and find songs, baby girl.
She thought that when Ian got booked.
Where the fuck is Ian, by the way? Call Ian.
Fuck Ian.
Call
fuck,
Ian on the
I'm
phone
busy
right
inserting
now.
His I bike into his asshole.
Ugh, I hope
it
so.
It takes a while to unprotract.
He really does have a dildo as a bike seat. That's actually true. If you guys have never seen Ian's bike.
Yeah.
That'd be feel kind of good, actually.
Yeah. Like, you taking up the ass these days?
A gay dude. I'm saying if you're a gay dude.
How many times have you taken it up the ass?
Never, but I've had multiple girls at this point try to peg me.
What do you mean try? What are they running around the house?
I fight them. Yeah. I have to literally fight them
That's
off.
That's what? Your officer. She was trying to peg me, I swear. You're just beating on girls and then putting dildos in their hand once they're knocked out.
I throw them down the stairs. Put a strap on their passed out body.
Ian's coming through now.
Ian's coming through now. I hope he gets hit by a fucking car on his bike.
Well, thank God. Hello. You got the beat.
Ian, where the fuck are you?
I just got hit by a car on my bike.
gave it to him. It's decent.
I hope that's so true.
It'd be so good. Where are you?
I'm on Essex and Suffolk.
Give me minutes.
I would say maybe like 6 minutes.
Oh, fucking Ian.
I can stay on the phone. Let's stay on the phone.
No, you're staying on the fucking
phone.
Hang
up on him.
Everyone here hates you as well. I didn't realize, Ian,
I hate you. I'm telling everybody about that thing and you and that girl.
I'm calling 911 and telling them not to help you.
So what's in the news?
No, don't buy.
Hang up on him. Hang up on him. It's fine. He'll be here in 6 minutes. Ian Finance, also the guest co-host of the show. I've been having him fill in for both me and Zach.
Wait, let me guess. Did Zach die yesterday?
Oh, Thanksgiving. It was like the straw that broke the camel's back. It was the turkey leg that broke the faddle's back. Did he finally explode?
Yeah, we don't know what happened to him.
He just turned into a pile of gravy.
Zach,
that's what I stepped in on the way here.
No, Zach couldn't make it. He's with his family, or I guess his girlfriend's family, or his wife's family now.
So they have to take turns going inside and out the house.
Yeah, it's true.
There's four of them.
Wait, yeah, when one gets up, doesn't the couch flip over?
It's just a seesaw. It's a seesaw.
I like it. Fuck, I'll give them both a guest attack. Here we go. Give it to him. Fuck Zach.
Yay!
Shame on.
The gloves are off. Find the fucking theme song for Shame On.
Yes! You're a bitch, you're a slut, you're still a weird, you're a butt, so fuck yourself. Shame on. You're a nerd, you're too fat, fuck your head. Fuck yourself. Shame on. Fuck you, fuck me, fuck everybody. Fuck yourself. Shame on. Great song.
Whoa.
Shame on. We hate you. 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 We hate you, Ian.
We hate you, Ian.
Oh, that felt good.
Yeah. It did feel good. Is this a possible return? Why don't you guys do the show again? What happened?
Oh, this is really smart of you to put us on the spot.
I know.
You didn't prep anything for today, did you?
No, I prepped. I took my prep.
Nope. I mean, Micah's really busy. Micah directs commercials. She's like doing like stuff.
Yeah. Karen really busy too. Yeah.
Micah, why are you?
Karen's got spots night.
Night. That's right.
She works day.
There's something else going on here. It's fine. I won't put you guys on the spot, but the show was a great show.
Yeah.
It was a great show.
No, we should just do it like a one-off.
If someone starts a Patreon and fills us full of money, I will open that bag of cash and stick my face right in it.
A Patreon. You don't like how she says it?
I like it.
What is it? A Patreon? Is that what we call it?
Yeah. I mean, are we going to wind up looking like Nick Mullen, though? Like, he looks like he's been hibernating.
Oh, jacked or rat-faced?
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird. It depends if you like him or not.
I like him. It's fine.
If you don't like Nick, you could just call him fucking rat-faced and short. If you like Nick, you're like, oh, he's fucking hot. He's got that awesome beard, great body.
No, that beard is not awesome.
Shut up, dude. I'd fuck that beard.
He looks like a wreath. He's got a good judgment on facial hair. You could tell. You got really good taste. What?
You know what? This is it. We're having problems
You
today.
Can't. It's a mustache that looks like I'm sad.
Me and Mike are going to have fucking problems today. We have a great show planned today.
Why do you pay for the Equinox membership if you don't go there?
How come you keep saying we're going to have a great show? It's almost over.
The show is... The show is 1/9 of the way over. Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right about that. Yeah. But I have a lot to talk about today. This is the day after Thanksgiving. We did a lot of fun stuff. I'm sure you guys have a lot of fun stories from yesterday.
Yay.
Nate didn't celebrate, I'm assuming, but we're going to figure out what he did and what a young Australian producer did. But first, I want to get the plugs out of the way because I want to get them done before Ian gets here because I don't think he should be able to plug anything because he's a piece of shit.
Good. I like
so,
this.
So, Karen Fian, what would you like to plug?
When is this coming out? This
will be out in like 3 days on iTunes, YouTube, all the other platforms.
Just follow me on Instagram, KerrynFeehan. I'm usually at the stand.
Word.
Hell yeah. Micah Fox.
Yeah, follow me on the socials too, MYKAFOX, Twitter and Instagram. And I'm usually at Stand Up New York. Because I love a good C club.
Why not? Why not? I perform.
I'm just kidding. I love
that
club.
Great.
I perform at both those places 3 times a month at least.
So. Oh, this get it, girl. Big fucking swinging it around.
This is what they all do, these fucking cocksucking bookers.
No.
They all know that I'm a fucking future legend, so they're like, oh, no, we're gonna book you minimally. We'll give you the bare minimum. We'll give you the scraps, baby boy. Because we don't want you to fucking burn us down.
No, I think they think you don't need them. You're an entity to yourself.
I need them.
Yeah.
I need them. I need the spots. I'm writing right now. I have a new joke about dogs. Ooh.
Ooh, hot topic. What are you going to pick?
Yeah, sounds too elevated for you.
This joke is fucking going to be fire.
Yeah.
I haven't even tried it yet. But guess what? Oh, wait, I'm at the stand twice tonight. Never mind.
Is it about how you leave it at home alone and don't walk it enough?
Listen, bitch. I gave up on that dog years ago.
Yeah, I know. He abandoned it.
I dropped my son off to his mom's house and they have the dog. I'm not even lying. This happened today. My dog looked at me in the face. Every time I leave, he looks at me like I'm leaving again for the first time. Yeah. And it never ends. But I've been so desensitized to it because it's just a fucking dog.
You're gonna die when sport dies. You're gonna crumble. You're not gonna be able to work for like at least 24 hours.
This is true. I'm gonna be pretty upset, but you know what? I'll host
that day.
If my son sneezes, I'll be like, oh shit, my baby boy, I'm back to reality.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have a great story about your dog from yesterday. We're gonna get into that a little bit later.
I do
on the show. Yeah, the one you told me outside in the garden.
Okay.
Let me guess. He barfed.
No.
Oh. Every half her dog stories are about how he barfed.
Those are good stories. Yeah. I don't mind them. I got a lot of stuff coming up, guys. First of all, you can buy my now not brand new, but now probably too old to be promoting comedy special.
But you keep calling it new on Twitter.
Luis J. Gomez presents Luis J. Gomez.
New album. Podcast just started.
Yeah, it's like final clearance sale.
Guys, come to my bar
store
mitzvah
closing
next
soon.
Weekend. It's going to be really crazy.
Last chance.
Excited to be getting my driver's permit. You know, junior year's been a real bitch.
Mazel tov.
Listen, I have a lot of stuff coming up, guys. I'm going on the road. Me and Kurt Metzger are on tour right now. The tour kicks off next week. Shakespeare's Pub, Kalamazoo, Michigan. Myself, Kurt Metzger, December 5th, December 6th and 7th. Be in Detroit, Michigan. Bananas Comedy Club, Hasbrook Heights, New Jersey. The 13th and 14th of December. Then the Legion of Skanks Live Comedy Store, Los Angeles, California. The podcast already sold out. This is New Year's Eve, baby boys. Do not fuck around. The live stand-up show, which is going to feature some of the best comics in the world. Obviously, the Legion of Skanks, Tim Dillon, Shane Gillis, Mike Feeney's going to be there somehow. It's going to be the best.
Every white guy with an Irish background.
White power. Fucked. White power. That's the name of the show.
Yeah.
It's the White Power Hour featuring the Legion of Skanks, New Year's Eve. Mm-hmm. Come out and support the white men. We're donating 20% of the proceeds to the most racist organization that supports Trump. Whatever is the most hate-filled organization.
It's going to go to a leprechaun's bag of gold.
This shit was an Irish joke. That's right, Irish boys. Watch out. Micah Fox.
I'm hot tonight.
Ooh, Irish. Wicked wit.
What is it, the fucking 40s? Who takes shots at the Irish? What is going on right now?
That's good.
They took enough shots.
Yeah, it's because I'm here. I'm Irish.
A lot of dates coming up, guys. We're going everywhere. Boston's coming up. Where else, guys? Philly, Punchline in Philly, American Comedy Company, San Diego, Hartford, Funny Bone, Albany, Syracuse, Comedy Works in Buffalo, Hilarities in Cleveland, Fort Wayne, Indiana, Arlington, Virginia. Guys, go to Luis J. Gomez Presents, LuisJGomez.com. I'm going to Canada. I'm back in Canada, bitch. Winnipeg, which we were doing a special promotion. You get a chance to peg myself or Kurt Metzger in the butt. We're doing that promotion again for Winnipeg.
Next Sunday.
No,
Saturday,
you're not fucking plugging. Cut
Sunday,
his mic. Cut his mic.
December.
I'm back. You do, Shannon. When I'm in studio, you fucking cut mics all fucking day long.
Finance, Ohio.
I'm not done with my plugs. Maybe I'll give you a chance to plug if you give me a fucking minute. You late fucking dickhead. I hate you. Go to Luis J. Gomez, because Luis J. Gomez.com. Grab tickets for any of those dates. Also, go to our iTunes, leave us a 5-star ranking, positive review. One reviewer every month we give a free piece of merch to. We ain't fucking around. You pick, even if it's a bad review. You grab all of our merch at podcastmerch.com. And if you love the show, every episode of the Real Ass Podcast, Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me, and 21 incredible shows here on the Gas Digital Network.
21?
All at your fingertips. On demand, use the promo code RAP. Get a 14-day free trial. What a fucking special time to be alive. We're doing a Christmas promotion too.
Use the promo code RAPE and you get even more shit for free.
We'll show up at your house. Yeah. It's fucking
knock,
crazy.
Knock, knock, we're here.
Yeah. All right, Ian, fine. Go.
Yes.
Hi, everybody. Thank you so much for having me.
Is this a good time to go to the bathroom?
You can do that.
Lewis asked me to do this show at like 4 in the morning.
That's not true.
Friday, December 13th to Sunday, December 15th, I'm at the Stress Factory with Dave Attell. And then we're in Hilarities, Ohio, Cleveland, Friday, December 20th to Sunday, December 22nd. Then last weekend of the year, Caroline's on Broadway, December 26th to 29th. Then St. Louis the weekend after that, ianfinance.com.
Imagine your whole life. You're plugging another man's headlining dates. That's crazy.
Because let me tell you
that's
something.
That's crazy.
Okay.
That's crazy.
Can you take a
plug
step back for a second?
Else.
Can you take a step back
I'm
a second?
Down.
Fat Hunter
I'm
S. Thompson.
Down.
Okay. Them dumb, stupid shades. Okay. People like your show, and people hear me on them, and they go, wow. I can see him in this town. Mm. And then they come and see me and they go, I obviously was kicked in the head by a mule because I like real ass podcasts, but I dig you on the show. And I go, wow, thanks.
Yeah, they're not going to like that, dude. When you start taking shots at them like that,
I was taking a shot on you because your show stinks.
You must be kicked. You hear that, everyone? You hear that? Everyone in
he
the live chat.
Mules.
How does that feel, everyone in the live chat?
You bunch of mules.
Listen, man, I haven't had my coffee yet. You asked me to do the show at 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning.
You said no.
I was in bed.
You said no.
With a beautiful Iranian girl, and I thought we were going to spend the day together, and she left at 6
She ran so
morning.
Far away.
And I ran. I ran so far away.
I'll be here all day. No, I asked you at 3:30 in the morning. You said no. You said, hey, doggy, can't do it. Got a lot of shit going on tomorrow.
And then she got up.
And I rolled my eyes. I mean, I almost went blind from the how deep and hard I rolled my eyes at the idea that Ian had a lot going on today. Attell doesn't perform in the morning. Okay? Wasn't happening.
He has to wake him up in the morning and bring him
a rub his feet.
Yeah. Bring his slippers.
And
in his mouth.
Coming to America, he has to wash Attell's dick in a pool every morning.
Do you have to clean the washcloth every time, Ian?
The royal penis is clean, Mr. Attell. That's right.
I'm proud of you, Ian. I think you're doing great.
Thank you, Karen.
Karen shit on you so much, not even as a bit. Off mic when no one else was here in the garden. Me and her were just talking. She's like, I hate him.
He's full. Obviously, he's jealous. Obviously, he knows you and I are stars. He's fucking
Karen,
jealous.
How dare you? It's good to be here, though. Thank you.
I'm glad you're here as well.
Me
I
too.
Noticed something the other day when I was at, I went to go see Frozen 2 with my son because I'm progressive as fuck. And
what's so progressive about that? It's a cartoon.
That he kept his son.
Good for you, Micah. Where were you hiding that? Your shoulder pads? Holy shit. Yeah, look at those things. What is wrong with you?
I need a little self-image.
Oh, my God.
You look like you're like a walking consignment shop.
I just woke up and got here.
In a thrift store.
Okay.
Huh.
Someone gave me this coat. It's not even mine.
They didn't give it to you.
The hat and coat were given to me.
The gloves are off here. I really wish we had some sort of fun, ding ding. Something like that. Maybe that'd be a fun thing, like a bell, like they're fighting. That's good, Shannon. Nick, get that going.
I thought you were talking about that chick that used to work for you.
Had that ready to go?
Ding dong.
What? What? All right, if they start fighting, if we had a Chinese girl here to get in between
ding,
them.
We
used to call her ding dong. To her face.
I wonder why she's not here anymore.
We named her ding dong. It was delightful.
She looked like a ring ding, though.
Yeah.
Ding dong, looking like a ring ding.
She was really round and full.
So... That was a fat joke. I didn't remember, but yes, you're right.
Karen's killing it today.
Karen's no joke. Karen's really funny. Karen, something happened.
They're just figuring this out. What is going on with Karen today?
Liquor pussy funny? More, Micah. Jesus Christ.
I've been saying Karen's funny years before anybody was saying Karen was funny. Years before Jimmy Norton was on
her
fucking
Lewis.
Dick.
That's
I was fucking my
like,
girlfriend.
Karen's real funny. Here's my penis.
No, that's not true. I only fuck funny chicks.
No, my
that's
trajectory
not true.
Was.
I actually know for a fucking fact that's not true.
No, they're all listening. Shut the fuck up. I only fuck funny, talented, really.
Right. I was at Stand Up New York last
cool.
night. I know that's not true.
Chicks. I don't know what you're talking
about. I fucking know that.
Yeah.
Micah Elizabeth. Fuck.
Woo. I would name names, but I don't remember them.
All right. Everyone be fucking
cool. Can you name
cool.
a scent?
Just look on the bucket list of Lewis's farming from the open
Dump everyone's mic. It's over. The show's over. Thanks for joining us on the special Thanksgiving post episode of the Real Ass Podcast. We got a lot of fun stuff going on. Listen, you shut the fuck up, Micah.
I promise. I can't even remember.
Shut the fuck up, Micah.
I could describe her face.
Do me a favor. If you do, I'm going to describe your face on every show for the next year.
Wait, describe her face.
Yeah, it'll change.
Yeah, describe her face. Please describe her face.
Yeah, go for it.
All right, listen to me. Stop.
No, you describe,
describe her
Don't
face.
Don't be an asshole. Don't be a fucking... You shut the fuck up. You shut the fuck up.
Every time Louis goes over the line, Micah, give us one feature. Yeah.
Hold on, can I say this? It doesn't matter. I just don't fuck
around. Does she have her original lips?
Do me a favor. I don't tell people who I'm fucking because it's none of anybody's fucking business, especially on a podcast.
Yeah, it could be used against you in court.
Who do I tell?
I don't know, but talk about it.
No,
sure
I don't. I swear to God. 573 Gaslight. If you've ever heard me name a name of a girl that I fucked, that I've just been hooking up with, not dating seriously. If a name a name. I'll give you a fucking.
Yeah,
I'll give
you're
you a,
usually embarrassed
a special prize
about
package. They are usually fat.
They're usually shameful
usually
in some way.
Disgusting women, for the most
shameful.
Part.
Shameful. Shame on. Like
shame people. On. There we go. Every time she says that, can you please play the entire intro song?
Look at this reunion.
Yeah. You're not go fuck yourself. Shame on. Fuck yourself. Shame on. Fuck you. Fuck me. Fuck everybody. Go fuck yourself. Shame on. Break it down.
Whoa. Shame on.
We hate you. We hate you. We hate you. We hate you.
Goddamn rich cunt.
We hate you. Shame on.
Fuck you, rich cunt.
Yeah.
That was even better.
That was the end. That was great. Mm-hmm.
That was an accident, but it actually really worked.
Spiced it up there.
Yeah. We did.
Made it violent.
She's blonde.
We all missed the show.
Yeah. Yes.
Micah. Getting it.
Woo! I mean, I gotta be honest, it was a pretty real ass move right there, Micah. You're lucky I respect real ass.
We need a Micah drop. Every time Micah does a good one, it goes Foxy Lady.
Yeah, like from Wayne's World.
Can we get
song.
Some sort of Micah Fox drop, please?
Foxy Lady.
Watch me get the drop and then I never say anything funny for the rest of the show.
No,
never
just believe in yourself.
I just want to hear a fox. Whatever sound a fox makes, I'm gonna assume some sort of bark.
Yeah, find one of them electrocuting them for their fur.
He was just clearing his throat. What is what sound does a fox make?
Oh, 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 oh. Yeah, what's that song?
What does a fox say?
I didn't hear that, but I didn't hear that every fucking second. What is it? Ring, ding, ding, ling, ding, ding, ding.
Wow.
Oh, what a nightmare.
Oh, this is awful.
This is bullshit.
This is your theme song, Micah.
This is fucked up. She's 5'4". I will fucking keep doing this.
All right, turn it off. But we do need a ring, ding, 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 ding. Every time
every
you say something funny. Yeah. Because it's really it good, is. Micah, okay? Come on.
Ring, ding, 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 ding.
That's, you should have that on a fucking, you should have a little speaker over your shoulder for every time you say something funny. That's so fucking.
It already looks like you're hiding one, so if I could just do it already.
These have amps.
What Victorian ghost did you get haunted by to wear that?
I seriously asked what sound a fox makes.
Oh my God.
Oh, it's perfect. It was a perfect setup.
Fuck. Woo! Ian drop. I'll give it to you.
Yes.
I'll give it to you. Do you have your Ian drop ready?
Yes. Where is it?
All right,
it is
the day after Thanksgiving. It is the day after Thanksgiving.
Ian drop. Boom.
You do your own drops?
We wouldn't give him one. He wanted one on the board and I refused. Yes.
Oh, that is really desperate.
But I don't hit him every time he does it now. He went through this where I gotta get in some fucking credit here.
Yeah, he can be taught with physical touch.
He went through me hitting him like 4 or 5 times every time he would do it, and he just kept on dealing with it. He really wanted to do this Ian drop, and I was like, dude, fuck it, dude.
Yeah,
if you want it that bad. Yeah.
Blood in, blood out.
What? Are you describing your sex life?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. That was all right.
It was all right.
Let's hear a ring ding ding.
It's not a ring ding ding.
It's not. It wasn't. It was.
It's not that.
It was just a half-assed attempt, like you having sex.
Oh, shit.
Jesus, Micah. Take it easy.
I was talking about how you stick stuff up.
Micah relapsed the other night. Now all of a sudden she's back in bitch
mode. It's not a relapse when I.
She just lapses.
Micah. It's Michael was sober for like 5 days.
I was sober for 34 days. That's I was only supposed to be sober for 30.
See? So you went above and beyond.
Yeah. Overachiever.
It's not relapsing. That's actually going above and beyond and then saying, fuck it.
Micah
cool.
didn't say, I'm an alcoholic, I'm quitting drinking. She mm-hmm. just took a month off with her boyfriend.
Detox.
Yeah.
People do that all the time. Detox.
Yeah. That pisses me off.
That I can do that?
Yeah.
And not
you can just
ruin
like
my life?
Stop drinking and be like, well, I'm ready to go back and drink again and not like,
that's
you know, wake
envy.
Up bleeding.
There's no problem if you can control your partying. And I think it's a good thing,
no,
actually.
It's jealousy
that
on my
would make
end.
Me kind of say, okay, well, it's probably not really a problem for Micah. She
you have a problem, Louis. You've been drinking way too much. You look awful.
Why would you say that to me? Why would you hurt my feelings? She came in today. I literally said, it's like, Karen, you look great today. Wow. You look, there's a sparkle
I
in
do
your
look
eye.
Great.
Well, she's not the one trying to rekindle the relationship.
It is true. I'm waiting for that. Once her boyfriend is out, it's over.
Oh, I don't think I don't think you have a chance. I'm just
you
gonna
don't
put
think,
no.
Lewis is such a crab fisherman. He just throws a fucking cage in the fucking bay and hopes all these old crabs just come back in.
It was good.
The wide net.
Boom. I don't know. I may if they break up, she might be heartbroken enough to.
Oh my God! No, we're never gonna break up. You know that,
right? But that's why. Up, that's why you might have a chance. She might be so fucked up over.
My God! Shut up.
When they break up,
this is like for no.
I think
Micah married.
Yeah, I do. I think
really.
Mm-hmm. I think Karen's probably had 5 of his miscarriages by now.
Oh boy.
Like she's just waiting.
Derek
Gaines
told me I got to kick my legs up in the air the next time he comes in me. I got to really trap one.
Oh, you're trying to get Derek Gaines' baby?
No.
Oh
just
yeah,
getting
you
tips.
Just get fucked while
you know,
doing
he's gotten
handstand.
A lot of chicks pregnant. What?
No, he's gotten tricked by a lot of chicks.
You have to do, you have to go to a Pilates class directly after he comes inside of you. And you'll
oh, really?
In. That's how you get
Kegel
in.
Kegel it in there?
Yeah, dude.
I mean, he's I acting like you're, he fucks girls who take Pilates.
My son's mother took Pilates up until the 9th month of her pregnancy.
That's true. Yeah. B has a smoking hot body, like dancer's body.
There you go. Mm.
I mean, I have a crazy hot body.
I feel exactly. corrected.
You do. And
I stand corrected.
Yeah, so yeah, I don't date fatties. How about that?
Yeah.
Couple I've thrown.
Just fuck them.
I've thrown a couple.
Yeah, even fatties won't date you.
I've thrown a couple. Are you kidding me, Ian? Every what? Woman that fucking
you date
touches
objects,
my hand
but
wants to be my girlfriend.
Ones.
Yeah. It's psychotic, okay?
Show the camera your
you're
fingernails.
Psychotic.
Look at my fucking fingernails. They're a little dirty. It's all good.
Oh, God.
Shut up, dog. I'm not fingering you.
I will say this girl.
Shut the fuck up.
She loves
he's
him,
Ian,
right?
Shut
so sweet.
The fuck up.
Wait, I
you just
tell
called
you.
Her Ian.
Wait.
Your name is.
I got to tell you what she said.
Micah.
I got to tell you what she said.
Micah.
I have to say it. You're going to love this. You're going to love it.
You're going to love it. It's making you look good.
And I really mean it.
I'm
the co-host today. Respect Lewis's boundary.
Micah, it's not identifying.
Respect ours more
about
intelligence.
Identifying. I
identifying.
Don't want to hear what you said about
I
me
have
on
to
the
say
show.
No,
I really don't.
So
I really, I don't want my personal information
it's
out
so
like that
it's
on the
not
show.
It's not personal.
I hate you so much.
Shut up. She said he's so sweet. He bought me coffee.
Wow.
Oh, man.
That came
wow.
out of her fucking mouth.
Nice, Lewis.
Did you pick her up
can
at
you,
the shelter?
Can you imagine
hold on,
how
now I don't,
this girl?
Maybe
I don't
should,
know
maybe
you're
you
talking
should
about.
Act what like you're going to fuck one of the people that works for you so then you'll buy them things.
I don't.
It was the lowest, saddest bar I've ever heard in my life. She says this while she's like hoovering Coke off my iPhone.
He bought me coffee. Oh, my God.
He's actually a very sweet guy.
What a broken
he bought me
toy.
Coffee.
Oh, my God. Wait, was that her snorting coke or just existing?
Yeah. What kind of coffee do you? Was it a regular coffee or was it like a latte?
It was a
deli coffee for a buck.
It was a shut the fuck up. I'm done with everybody on this
oh
fucking show.
Oh my God.
I'm done.
Lewis is hanging out at the creek. You guys need a mentor?
You need some coffee.
So I'm leading a podcast in Boston.
Yeah. We're doing a one-on-one Q&A with me if you want to come. I'm going to accept the video submissions. I'm just
podcast,
looking for women.
Broadcasting. Telling jokes on the fly. Oh. Plugging. Come one, come all. For the Lewis Podcast, Jay Gomez. Podcast
seminar.
Symposium.
$35 per person.
$35
discount
per person. Free coffee to those that could show up.
Woo.
Where are you going hogging tonight, Lewis?
The show's...
QED?
I know, what's left? The pie box?
Yeah, oh my God.
You're not allowed to bring your own girlfriends to QED.
You have to get them there. You have to make them eat their McChicken sandwiches outside.
Oh my God.
He's so mad.
Oh, shit.
He bought me coffee.
He's actually
he's like
very
so
no
sweet.
Sweet.
He bought me coffee.
I've never had coffee.
Usually they just fucking kick me out. But
usually
this
when I go to Starbucks, they call the police because I'm just hovering around. But Lewis,
why does yours sound like Andrew Dice Clay?
Yeah,
I want
Ian to fucking dig this into the ground. Keep on going. Fucking hate you.
All right. Let's leave him alone. All right. Let's talk about something different. This poor girl, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, she's fine.
She's already embarrassed enough.
Yeah. No, she's fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She won't. No. She probably doesn't even remember this.
No. No, never happened. Nothing ever happened.
I want to know who it is so bad.
Ian.
It doesn't matter.
Do me a favor.
Yes.
Shut the fuck up.
It's okay. She'll be in a roast battle next week.
I have a really good opportunity for you. Skankfest out, naked roast battle. We could practice in my room.
How would you like for me to find out who you fucked in one go? On stage.
Woo!
Ian, shut up. Ian, you still suck.
Karen.
Yeah, Ian, you're not even being the fucking funny one in this. At least they're fucking trashing me. You're just making noises and Ian and I in the background.
I'm
dancing
serving,
as choreographed
I'm serving
moves.
The scene.
Fuck you, Ian.
I'm serving the scene.
He's
I'm
a
doing...
fucking hype beast.
He's the hype
yes.
beast.
Yes.
He's a fucking hype beast.
He's the hype beast.
Yes, I'm taking...
Notorious.
I'm doing object work and serving the scene. Here's a couple. Shut the fuck up.
Oh, man.
Improv. Oh,
don't you guys think headphones like, are making our faces fat?
What? No, it's just your bone structure.
Fuck you, you goofy fuck. Look at your big teeth.
Micah,
shut up.
How did you celebrate the holiday besides all of your cocaine, apparently?
Oh, yeah, I was pretty much, I just did some spots, you know what I mean? Listen, not one family member called me. Nailed it!
Really?
Oh, no one called me either.
Actually, wait, no, my dad called me, and then texted, and he said, I just tried to call you back, which means he thinks I called him first.
Wow.
But you didn't.
No.
You didn't make any.
Back?
I forgot to. I was too busy talking about you buying her coffee.
Thank you.
I was really invested in it. She's from Alaska.
Now, for Thanksgiving, did you eat a turkey or just that dead horse you were beating?
Don't be a fucking asshole, Micah. I'm dead ass. Like, no, don't be a
always dead ass. Whoa.
Micah, I know that look. I'm going to get backhanded.
Don't be a fucking idiot. I'm just saying, hold on. If you asked me not to give out personal information about you on a podcast, I wouldn't do it. I swear to God, I just wouldn't do that.
Lewis wouldn't do that. Lewis is a good
Karen told me a story in the garden that she said, don't say on the podcast. I'm not going to go and do that now like a fucking asshole.
What's the story?
I'm not going to say it because I'm not a dickhead. Because if somebody comes on a podcast, I'm not going to actually ask them not to give out fucking information about somebody. It's also not fair for you to give out information about somebody else that didn't tell you to go talk about it on a fucking podcast. It's kind of shitty.
No, she told me I could talk about it.
This is the sound of my mother dying. The last sound that her body made.
Yeah.
And that's what you're
Lewis, okay. Just cut it out. It's your real ass podcast
the fucking
anyway.
Worst. Yeah. Just shut up.
All right. It's over.
All right.
Over.
It was all lies. It was me who bought her coffee.
Move on.
I was
.org.
I went to my boyfriend's parents' house for Thanksgiving. I had a lovely time. She made a lovely meal. Everybody was really nice.
Did you have a spot of tea with the stepdad?
And for
is he British?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's my favorite. He's not. They're all my favorite. They're all great.
I hate it.
They're not going to listen, Karen. Shut up.
They might.
I know what your boyfriend's ass looks like. It's fucking infuriating.
So
nice,
good.
Right?
It is nice.
It kind of looks like your ass if it was like half the size.
Are you
and
kidding
like
me? My ass?
Oh my God.
And like looked like a human
Lewis's
ass.
Lewis's ass looks like
a big puddle.
Looks like a plastic bag full of porridge.
It looks like an unshelled lobster.
You could get in better shape though. All you have to do is physically challenge someone to a fight. I don't know what you're doing. Why are you wasting
the Lewis
your life?
The Lewis J. Gomez diet plan.
You should
physical altercation you will implode you to God.
You should fight someone.
Yeah, I want to.
Who?
Micah.
I know. I was like, he's about to.
I'm
me
fucking
to
like, please. If Micah, all she had to do was to issue the challenge.
I'm about
over.
To get a free nose job out of today.
Hey, so I'm fighting Micah, and we need a ring girl. Stand open mic, 6 p.m. yes.
Look.
I had a delicious Thanksgiving, Louis.
What
Thank
did you,
you.
Do?
Louis just had butter.
I went to
my butter was fucking incredible. Don't even get me going.
We had butter.
Was that the real ass diet?
No, yeah. My fucking butter was incredible. Fine, I only posted a picture of my butter, but it was fucking because people mocked my butter leading up to it.
You ate just butter?
No, I didn't eat just butter.
Yeah, he's what? Spooning it.
Oh my god!
He put a pickle in it. He's like,
I
this
ate
is
turkey ham,
butter.
And then later I ate ass. It was delicious.
Oh boy, Ian.
Ooh.
You ate ass. Oh my goodness.
Yes.
I made love after being grateful all day.
I spit in my mouth and jackhammered for a while.
Gross.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I didn't do any of
with
that.
With a girl, born, what's up?
Oh, yep. She was born this time?
Born a girl, not manufactured. Yep.
I feel like you take their like fingerprints as they leave your apartment. Like, boy, girl, question mark.
No. But I do... make them consent.
Yeah, I made an incredible meal. Thank you very much, Karen. And
what
it was the
was
first
it?
Time that I was ever able to cook for my family and support my
and
family.
I saw one picture of butter.
Because the other stuff didn't look that good.
I don't know. I'm
what
just
was
saying.
It? Let me see. Pull the picture up,
how
Shannon.
How could real food look less good than butter?
My butter looked incredible.
It's
what
butter.
Is this? You
what
made
it,
butter
it
from
the shape
scratch?
Of a turkey?
I just didn't take a lot of pictures, and I took the picture of the butter because this is my butter. It's my compound butter.
What?
Explain it. What? Why is it good?
Looks like arroz con pollo.
It's essentially you let the
you have to say essentially to describe it. I hate
okay,
it.
Okay. Yeah. All right, Louis. Come on.
You let the butter get to room temperature.
Time with Louis J.
You let the butter get to room temperature, and then you mix in a bunch of fresh herbs, garlic, spices, and then you recongeal it, fucking shape it, put it back in the fridge, and slice it. And it's just really you've probably had it on steak. You've had compound butter.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, I have.
Very good. So I made that. That was my my big thing that everyone talked about. Everyone
That's
loved.
Good. What'd you put it on?
Corn on the cob, the biscuits,
his body.
Mashed potatoes. Yeah.
James he creased you into your clothes
put
today.
Put it in my ass.
Woo! Ring ding 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 ding! Ring ding 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 ding! Come on!
Wait, did you have the ring ding?
There it is.
That's good. All right. I don't know if you had it ready.
Hilarious.
Oh, that's great.
This
wow.
This is the best show ever.
Yes.
I hate it.
I booked it.
So did you?
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's my least favorite show I've ever done.
When did you book it?
I'm the producer. I whatever day that was.
Oh, that's so nice. I'm glad I found out at 4 a.m.
Karen, do you want to come back on to the network? You can start producing.
Yep. No.
Take Shannon's job.
Whatever happened to Shame On? You guys should do it again.
You would know that if you showed up on time,
you little bitch.
We talked about it.
Well, you know. I slept.
Fine, we'll do it again.
I didn't even see the text that said I could do the
Mike
show.
Mike and Louis seem to really have missed each other a lot.
First episode.
I can tell they won't work.
Coffee on. Girl.
Oh,
I would literally have to laugh.
Oh my god, that
I couldn't
would be
even
amazing.
Be mad. I would be mad for like 6 months.
Yeah. No. Then, worth it. Worth it. Worth it.
Worth it.
We never got in trouble for anything either.
I know. No, you couldn't. I mean, it was crazy. It was also a different time, though. I think
that's not true. I got a lot of screaming phone calls from Lewis during the time
for
that
me?
We did Shame On.
Really?
Not as many as you did.
Yeah.
When?
But I know.
You said you got in trouble from me? I thought you meant in trouble, like, in general, like, from people that listen to the show.
Oh, no, no. This was like, we just got out just in time for us to get canceled.
Yeah, I think it was right before they were, like, going after podcasters. Because they didn't even fit. Because you guys were fucking nuts.
They were nuts. Karen called up a suicide hotline and only read them my tweets.
Yeah. That was awesome.
It was incredible.
They shamed people that were suicidal. It was nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, like
it was,
Ian.
Who were some of the people
you
guys shamed on the show?
That guy, Julie.
Or not even just people, just like groups.
We shamed Julie Katakis' 8-year-old daughter.
Yeah, it was
a child.
Wait,
they brought
wasn't
a child
she sick? She was sick.
We hotboxed the room before she got there.
You what?
We it made her stand weed. Outside of the room while we hotboxed it. And then she walked into a cloud of weed.
Was her mom smoking too?
No,
but she didn't care. She's
she
such a
there.
Star fucker.
She didn't care.
Oh my god.
She was such a stage mom. Yeah. And then and her daughter sucked on Mike too.
No,
it was so
great.
Unfun.
It was fun.
Oh, I hate it.
We shamed Mehran because he's Iranian, I guess.
We shamed Michael Che for
being
black.
Oh yeah, black.
Hilarious.
He literally just said racial slurs on Michael Che's face for 45 minutes as he sat there.
We asked him if we could touch his hair. That's true.
Oh my god. That fucking rules.
Wait, yeah. Karen asked him if he had ever tried a croissant. You know, typical questions you ask a black man.
The answer was
he had.
Wow.
Hadn't he?
I don't know.
See, that's why he's doing so great in this business.
Mm-hmm. You can quest out. Yeah. So
it was a great show. Are the archives available anywhere? We gave you a fucking hard drive with everything. It was a whole to do to give you.
I didn't
you
get
everything.
A hard drive.
I didn't.
Or whatever it was. We gave you the all the episodes. You have all the episodes for sure.
Oh, where? Good.
We do?
You should have. I said get them. You
oh, it's
them.
Like
they
a mutual
a
destruction button, Karen.
Yeah.
If anyone does anything, I'll just be like, I'm going to publish these.
There's a bunch of videos on YouTube on the Shame On page.
Really?
Oh, boy.
Ah, there you
bye
go.
Bye job.
Oh.
We should delete those
oh, I
videos.
Know. I had to take Comedy Central off my bio on Twitter because I was like, I'm about to get fired.
Hilarious.
But it's at the CEO of
it's
Comedy
CEO
Central.
They actually, legal emailed me. They were getting letters. They're like, how can you let your CEO say shit like this? and to Comedy Central's credit, the legal department wrote back, we're Comedy Central, we hire comedians.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
cool.
Yeah, that fucking
them.
Joke. They're great.
That's
one
great.
For the good guys.
Yeah, wow. They stand up for comedians. Very cool.
That's right. There we go.
And Mike is like N-word. I'm back, baby.
No, it's more like tranny. Listen, it's a new era. You gotta pick a new target.
Yeah.
N-words are so last century.
Word.
Yeah, well, look, being a black guy now is just awesome.
Yeah.
For the past 3 years, being a black person rules. Before that, it was
oh,
awful.
Is that your official
being
opinion?
Being a black person is always just,
yeah, just, no, it tipped it over. I'm saying it was getting better for a long time, but, you know, I say right around 2016, it was right around when Trump got into office. Then it became like, fucking like, all
right. Dude, it's always cool to be black, to have been black.
No.
Everybody always wanted to be black. Remember the 90s?
Not in the 1800s.
You feel this way because your son's new dad is black.
First of all, don't call him his new dad. That's a piece
of shit. Oh, shit. His new dad's black?
That
no way.
Is hilarious.
Wow. Instead of Stella got her.
That's
coming
sings.
This fall
that's
for the producers of Stella Got Her Groove Back comes James' new Dad is
that's,
Black.
That's what he sings in when he puts him into bed. That's a lullaby. He sings in Crossroads. He raps the whole thing out, too. It's
no,
crazy. I swear to God, he does.
Oh, my God. Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah. Boom, boom, boom.
Gonna miss everybody. Gonna miss everybody.
That's what James goes to bed to every night, the entire song.
Wow.
It's a nice harmony.
I respect him. He brings his cousins in. The cousins come in.
I miss my Uncle Charlie. And it's food to die, honey.
Yes.
Gonna miss everybody.
My son's getting a lot of soul. Yeah. So, yeah, I have no problem with it, okay? So you guys are fucking
can't wait for James
so
to be a soul brother.
A racist as shit, doggies.
James gonna be a jive turkey.
We're racist. You're the one who played Bone Thugs in Harmony.
Yeah.
To celebrate James' stepfather.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs.
This is James
dog,
ordering
chicken,
it
turkey,
the grocery
you
store.
Name it!
What? That's his new auntie. That's his new auntie. What?
I can't wait till James comes home from school and he's like, Dad, something happened in school. Someone kill himself.
Dad. Lordy.
Dad, she's been crazy, I tell you. He just talks like an old bluesman.
Yeah. Well,
bluesman?
Like a bluesman.
Yeah, he's a Jew. Mr. Bluesman.
Oh, come on now. That ain't right, Dad.
I noticed. I took my son to see Frozen 2. I was going to say this before.
Oh, my God.
Ian has the same fucking mannerisms and personality as...
A movie star. Thank you.
Not a movie star.
On
the
an
fucking...
animated film?
Elsa?
Olaf.
Who is Olaf?
Olaf
he's
is...
like a troll.
Is the snowman.
Let me see if... You know, I
don't know why, but I've always loved the idea of summer and sun and all things hot.
Really? I'm guessing you don't have much experience with heat.
Nope. But sometimes I like to close my eyes and imagine what it'd be like when summer does come.
Is that what Ian feels about trannies?
Her name's Summer.
Kids will go dandelion fuzz, and I'll be doing whatever snow does.
He walks like him. Look at
this. This guy's cool.
That's how Ian walks in the comedy club.
I do. I have a cachet about me. You know I auditioned for this movie,
I know you
right?
told me. Thank you.
Do you want to hear it?
No, I do want to hear it.
This is my audition for Olaf.
Yeah.
Ready?
It really is beautiful, isn't it? But it's so white. You know, how about a little color? I'm thinking like maybe some crimson.
Pause it.
Chartreuse. How about yellow?
Pause it.
No.
What?
That's you auditioning for the original movie?
Yeah, they did a I think they were like making like a video game or something, and we had to do
the impression of the character. Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay, I understand. Yeah. I was gonna say, I was like, you just nailed what they used.
Yeah, that's what they wanted.
No,
they wanted like a low rate Josh Gad.
Yeah, no, I understand.
That's a good audition.
That's pretty good.
Right?
You didn't get it.
Not yellow, yellow and snow. No go. Am I right? All right, let's start things over.
That's good, right?
The fact that you have a dude's ass smeared on your face during this.
That's what I went.
Shaking off the chunks.
That's good.
Yeah,
I don't know why I get it. I can't. Dude, I did one voiceover audition, and the note I got back was, we can't send this. It sounds too Delaware. Because I was like, McDonald's 4 for $5. Yeah. All right, whatever. You know, thought it'd be funny.
You're killing it.
Boo.
I feel like you just were doing a humble brag, just talking about more auditions.
No, because I don't get any voiceover work.
It was a humble brag.
No, I was shitting on myself.
No, you weren't. You were begging for a compliment.
It was.
I think
so.
I was.
That wasn't a brag. It was more like a fishing expedition
all the time.
Yeah. All right, Karen.
Well, and he actually caught some real fish.
Karen
last
on podcast just acts drunk.
I know.
She just lets go, and that's her thing. That's her inner spirit, is this little drunk cunt who just fucking yells out things and goes, not my fault, it's the alcohol talking. It's crazy.
That's not true.
It's so true.
I thought we were just hanging out. I thought we were all just like,
no, you
a
act
nice
like a demon on podcast.
Karen in real life is maybe the sweetest person. No. Hold
true.
On. Time out. Let me see.
You're going to do buy her coffee now,
Thank
Lewis?
Thank you, Micah.
No, I'm saying right now in real life, now, like when I see Karen, she's very sweet. Very
she is.
Like, if you get, you know.
She loves her boyfriend, Lewis.
If she gets up.
Enough.
She doesn't even drink coffee, Lewis.
I mean, that is
she
the farthest I've ever
like
seen
years,
anyone
Lewis.
Go to get laid. That is, oh, yeah, Karen is so nice. Everyone knows
I'm
Karen's
like
the nicest. Fuck out of here. Are you fucking kidding? She's
no.
my best friend. She's the biggest cunt I've ever known.
Wow. You know, there's another layer to Karen that people
no.
don't really see.
I was like really excited to hear this narrative, this fiction.
She's like
this
an
story.
Onion.
No,
I pull back the layers and
cunt,
she helps
you get
me cry.
Twat. That is the fucking depths of
What's
Karen.
That?
It goes cunt and twat.
No, that's not true. Karen's a sweet person. She's
Karen
just,
is a sweet person.
Somebody
she's
hurt her
damaged.
When she was younger, and she, I
yes.
don't even think she remembers what happened. But
I don't know, but it's represented by your ballerina what? Tattoo.
No, that's a nice tattoo.
Yeah, right.
Like you have any good? You have like the Mets tattoo. You have like pendants tattooed
no.
on you.
Yeah, the Phillies tattoo.
Well, it
not
looks
the Mets.
Poor.
I'm
it's
not
even worse,
gay,
actually.
Okay, I got cool tattoos. I got a jaguar with a dagger through it on my knee.
Jaguar.
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 Weird.
What is
jaguar?
It? Jaguar.
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 No. Jaguar?
Jaguar.
Jaguar.
Matt Lauer.
You have the pronunciation of jaguar from somebody who will
white
always
power.
Have the right mic.
What were we talking about? White power?
White power.
White power.
White power?
White power.
White
power.
White
power. White powder.
White powder.
White powder.
White powder. White powder. Micah, yeah.
Go.
Go.
And the coffee was hot.
Fucking hate her. I hate her so much.
I can't wait. Oh, my God. The walk to brunch is going to be so great. But that's
ring,
it.
Ding, 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 ding.
Amazing.
It's been a good show so far, even though my anger is really...
It's off the charts.
At another level. I mean, I haven't been this fiery during a show in a while. Women
Spicy.
Really do bring this out of me.
Because you're a misogynist.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay.
No.
I was like, yeah, it is. Wait, oh, no, Me too. I was like, yeah, it's Lewis. We're both like, no, he can't help himself. It's fine. Oh, shit.
Ian, no.
Shit.
That's
Ian's
woke.
Like, Ian's woke as fuck.
Ian's woke as fuck, dude. He really is.
I am.
That's Ian. Nobody likes that shit, dude. Notorious. Nobody likes that woke,
I sleep with one eye open.
Biggie.
I'm woke, but
your
reasonable.
Yeah.
My brown eye open.
Yeah.
Clutching your pillow tight.
See,
biting your pillow tight.
But that's not even women like trying to curb misogyny just then. Like Mike and I were like fine with it. That's like woke people like me trying
cares.
To make you
because,
not misogynist.
Well, can I say,
I'm not fucking woke. I'm just reasonable.
No, it's not reasonable. I
no,
was
it's logical.
I was beaten by a woman as a child and she beat me into hating women a little
oh,
bit.
I was beaten by a woman
a
too.
And despite that.
Play your small violin louder, faggot.
You know, he's like, I'll say it now that she's dead and can't hurt me anymore.
Yeah. Ian drop, boom. Woo.
Don't cross me.
Don't cross me.
Don't you fucking cross me.
Do you ever think you've been to therapy, though? Do you ever think you're going to get over the fact that your mom, you know, put her cigarettes out on you or whatever?
Yeah, I am. I mean, I don't truly hate women.
No, but as far as like being in like a committed monogamous relationship where you're...
Eventually, one day, I'll be able to do it. But I don't think so, to be honest with you. I think that I am damaged to the point where I can't love.
That's the right attitude.
But that's okay.
Yeah. No, you can fix that. It just takes a lot of hard work, and a lot of people don't want to do it.
You have to love yourself first, Lewis.
What does that even mean? I hate that. Ooh, I've heard that
from
so many people.
What does that even mean? Dear God,
you don't
you're damaged.
Love yourself.
What does that even mean, love yourself?
Do you think you're worthy of love?
Oh, my God. I know, you just really got sad. Karen back.
I'm going to fuck Karen.
Nate,
can
you
go? That was good. That was a lot better. That was a lot better than Karen's.
Can we put some rubber sheets down? Jesus
Christ. Now you're
right.
Karen's nice.
I just
Karen's nice. That was a swing and a miss. But I can't feel love. That was pretty good.
Holy shit, dude. Karen just slipped off the chair. Is there a fucking slug in this room?
Oh,
Jesus
God.
Christ.
She really reached out to hug
that
me.
Dude,
that's why he's going to cry.
We just saw like that in real time.
I was just in my head, I'm like, we'll find some dumb whore to fucking love
oh my
you
God.
And you can love
yeah,
her.
And then a mirror shows up in front of Karen's face. Where'd that
listen to me. What does loving yourself mean? Is that a sad statement?
Yes.
Shannon.
Yes. That was
Shannon, you're a normal, not mean
story
woman.
I've ever heard.
Okay.
Is that a sad statement? I said, what does it even mean to love yourself?
No, I think as a dude, I get it. I get it being a, because like women are more emotional.
Yeah.
But it means you have to be like okay with you liking yourself, liking your own company.
I like me. I'm cool. I'm cool as fuck, doggy.
Not like love, bitch.
I think deep down you have hatred for yourself.
Shut the fuck up.
It's not your fault. It's not your fault.
Not you, Micah.
It's not your fault.
I don't know what that even when people say that like you have to love yourself, but you love anybody else.
I think
have
right you ever, now yeah. you're not in love with yourself right now. You're not
no.
at your best.
Look at you physically.
I'm looking better than I ever have.
That's untrue. You keep going away and trying to be darker so it looks more slimming, like an optical illusion.
If you look at my face,
magician Jacob.
If you look at it really close, my face looks like a face. But then if you look closer, it looks like two vases that are right next to each other.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Yeah. You're like
a magic
actually,
you have the right size face for two faces.
You know, because you're busy. You own a company. Like I don't think you're doing enough self care.
No,
I'm not.
You
I
think money
been...
will make you better, and it won't.
But oh, totally will.
You're like a dressed up trash can.
Well, you still have to put in the effort, though.
I do put in the effort.
Sometimes.
I'm not working out right now, Karen. Can you stop fat shaming? I'm not Whitney Waythor, you
Shame
fucking
on.
Asshole.
Shame on.
Not yet. But I only do it if I didn't care about
She's
you.
She's trying to slow the progression.
Not yet.
If I didn't care about you, I wouldn't say anything.
I know, but you're right. I need to get back to the gym.
Karen, I'm calling bullshit on that, too.
What?
Yeah, there's a lot of
lies. It's just fun.
Today.
It's just fun.
Yeah. If I didn't care about you, I wouldn't fat shame you. What is going on in this studio? Just lies
Karen
after
loves
lies.
Me. Karen loves you. That's true,
but she'll fat shame anybody.
That is also true. Karen would fucking... Yeah. Karen,
she just walks down the street. Dear God.
Karen fat shamed her uncle at his funeral. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, that was so joking.
What size is this coffin? Extra large?
Yeah, I fucking crushed.
Can we have skim milk in it for this fatty?
I was like, I wish I taped that set.
What was the thing that I was seeing today? We were talking about Ian showing his brown eye. But what's going on? Tanning your assholes is a big thing now this summer. What's going on?
What?
I don't know.
Saying that it prevents
my asshole's already tanned.
It's meant to be your
prove it.
Your perineum. But anyway, look, this is just a video that I found on Instagram. Yeah, we can just watch the video. Kind of speaks for itself.
Shot by Karen Feehan.
In a mere 30 seconds of sunlight on your butthole, you
that's what my facial hair will eventually look like.
That's eagle wit.
From this
female
node, then you would in an entire day being outside.
This guy's fucking muscle tone.
Yeah. With your clothes on.
Wait, you will what for 30 seconds?
Wait, you get more energy?
Do you get direct sunlight on your asshole.
I've done it before. It feels good.
Direct really? Sunlight on your asshole?
Yeah, so they...
Put your asshole up
dude,
to the sky.
Dude, these guys are gay.
How does it feel?
What they say, peachy?
He goes,
absorbing energy.
You guys all said,
yummy.
It's the gayest thing that I've ever heard.
Show me your hands.
Nourishing.
This is gayer than the porn I watch.
Mother's milk.
Say mother, like mother's milk.
2-1 complete.
Charged up.
What?
I'll
that's
do
what,
it.
That's what they call you when you get AIDS. You got want to get charged up.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I'll this do it right
a,
now.
This for was a mind meld, Lewis.
What was mind meld?
I submitted, but it was a different person. I submitted the same story, but it's chicks.
Whoa, you guys mind melded?
Now.
Oh, really? The chick version's way better.
Yeah, play the chick version.
You get more sun because you've got the pussy hole too.
Yeah,
it's true.
Is that even? That's
with the
why
balls,
the
balls cover, or I guess your balls would flop upward towards your belly.
Yeah, there's no video.
Wait, what is this? Is this shaming her? What are these conversations?
It's just about they spoke to the woman that posted about she calls it butthole sunning.
Oh God, I love it.
I like it.
I love butthole.
You sun your butthole.
I got no problem with it.
Yeah, I mean,
call my tongue the sun.
I'll go butthole sunning any day. Fuck it.
I mean, well, yeah, do you want you guys want to do a butthole sunning video right now?
Yes.
It's 31 degrees outside.
It's too cold.
Yes.
Is that does it have to be warm to for the sun to take effect?
I don't know exactly. They say you can get a tan in the wintertime, right?
Yeah. I mean, there's sun, but the rays aren't as direct, so it would take longer.
Why are they doing it laying back and not face down, ass up? That's my question.
That's the way I like to butthole sun.
Because that way the energy is like, you know, coming in you. Like the sun is shooting its load in you as opposed to you're taking it in the asshole.
Yeah. Whose sun is shooting
you? Got
load into you?
You got a butt sun in missionary position.
Huh.
Yeah.
Can we stop talking about butt suns?
You brought it up.
Yeah, you brought it up.
This is
your
Lewis.
Show.
It just sounds like a weird way to put it.
Yeah.
Butt we could sun. Talk about Coffee Girl. What do you want to talk about?
I wonder if Coffee Girl butt suns. She's butt sunning right now, being like, you know, I wonder what Lewis is doing. Do you think
trying
he's butt sunning?
Burn away the memory of being.
He's probably saving up to buy me another coffee.
Saving up.
He's probably doing an ad read so he can get me a large.
He's pulling out of his James's college tuition. you got to put that in a trust.
Come on.
Fun stuff. Fun stuff.
What's going on in the news?
It's going to be one of those lost episodes. That's fine.
No, it isn't.
I'm kidding.
We'll go with the Karen archives.
Yeah. All right. So really quick. Actually, what did you guys do? I didn't even talk to you guys about your Thanksgiving. Shannon, what did you do for Thanksgiving, baby doll?
I was with my family at my aunt and uncle's house. There was a lot of people, but there were also a group of vegans there. The whole thing.
Did they have to make extra foods just for them, or did they complain the whole
time? No, because there were two tables pushed together, and so one table was the vegan table, one was the normal people table, and they were an hour and a half late. So it also we had to wait an extra hour and a half.
That's how people felt about black people in the 60s when they started integrating them.
So divisive. It's so segregated.
They showed up an hour and a half late. They had a separate table. They pushed them together. They're
it's like you guys can come, but you can't have any meat or cheese.
Why'd you bring chicken instead of a turkey?
You guys had to drink from different water fountains, eat different dinners. You treat vegans like they are black people.
Three-fifths of a person.
Yeah.
Why did you hit them with a hose when they walked in the house?
That's ridiculous. Nobody would have a problem with that. If we started treating vegans like we treated black people in the 30s and 40s.
It'd be a great social experiment, actually.
It'd be a great web series.
We already do. We treat vegans like shit.
Yeah.
Deserve it.
But some of them are obnoxious. Like shit.
No, I think they walk on air and float around looking down their noses at us with their soybean.
Are we talking about vegans or trans people?
Bonnie.
Whatever. Those are on top of you. Bonnie, Nikki.
Bonnie,
that's who I really want to attack.
Yeah.
Is Bonnie vegan, really?
Yeah.
Ew.
I had a lamb chop hanging out of my mouth one day she walked down.
Dude, isn't it true that the Impossible Burger is just as bad for you because of all the synthetics and all that horse shit and preservatives?
You shouldn't be eating processed burgers. If you want to have a healthy lifestyle, you know, you should be eating fucking natural shit.
Yeah, but I think
take it from Mr. Compound Butter.
First of all, my compound butter is not super.
When you take all the
unhealthy
hatred of compound media and put it in a butter.
Yeah, it's just Zach Amigo's ass crack. Scraping.
It's just eating N-words and Aaron Berg's set.
Yeah, my compound butter was very healthy. Right. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. It's just butter.
Yeah.
It's good fat.
Everybody knows butter's really healthy.
Butter's good for you.
It is. Yeah. If you eat a little bit of butter, it's good for you.
Yeah.
I didn't know. What about, what's it called? Like bullet coffee when you grind the butter up?
Yeah, they put the butter in it. Yeah,
I didn't know that. I thought you just put butter in your coffee and I'm drinking it like, this is really going
to
help.
You can just put butter in your coffee.
No, you have to grind it up.
Oh, no, you have to. Yeah, you can't just put butter and mix it with your spoon.
Right, right. That's what I thought.
You put butter in anything, put it in your soup.
Wait, who's grinding?
You just put it in your mouth.
You can use it
like a candy bar if you really want to.
Butter.
You ever had a butter bar?
I've done that. I've dipped it in Old Bay and eaten a stick of butter.
That's disgusting, Ian.
So good.
You don't need to say that.
What?
Nobody needs to know that.
She's joking.
There should be some sort of drop for Ian bombing, too, because that happens a lot.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Seems hurtful.
Oh, wait, you guys mind melded. Are you ready? I am the mind free. There's no reality. Oh, you made one.
That's the bombing drop?
They mind melded. It's a mind meld. Ooh. They're thinking the same. Now you guys got to kiss deeply every time that happens. Nate, stop acting like you wouldn't fucking do it.
Start things over. Hi, everyone. I'm Olaf, and no. I like warm hugs.
Get to stop.
That makes me want to take a Zola.
And I like warm hugs.
That's Karen's character.
I'm trying to be happy.
I'm Zoloft.
I can't really come.
Whatever. Summer, winter, who gives a fuck?
What's
right?
An erection? I don't remember what it feels like to have a hard dick.
You know what? I can't really muster up the energy to sing a song right now, but if you guys want to, I'll be over here.
It's not you. It's me.
Yeah. I think Thanksgiving's fine. We stopped fighting. Like, once my mom died, we stopped fighting. There were weird things. Like, when we were a kid, I remember there was a fat lady named May. I don't even know how she was a part of my family. I remember she was related to my aunt Adele, who I don't think was actually my aunt. I think she was married to my great uncle Joe. So technically she was my aunt, whatever it was. Mm-hmm. But she had a fat retarded niece named May.
Was that like looking into a crystal ball?
Who's probably maybe
what did you think that meant? Like a mirror? What were you trying to say, Ian?
Like what his future would look like?
Oh, right.
A fat retarded niece. I don't understand it, Ian.
Like, because you're a fat retard?
Okay.
Where's that bomb drop?
Hold on.
Oh, it's not Ola. Oh, okay. There we go.
But that's not really a bomb. That's more like an accentuation of being awesome. Like, sometimes I'll just be fucking dope and I'm going to be an explosion behind me. That's what I'm imagining.
Yeah, dropping bombs.
Anyway, your retarded cousin?
Yeah, what happened? Did she, like, touch the cat too much?
I don't know. She stopped crying. I think she died, but...
She was on Zoloft.
But I remember when she stopped coming, I just remember being, like, 6 or 7, when she would come into the door, she was so, like, fat and, like, uncomfortable, and, like, I don't even know what type of retardation she had, but it was, like, as kids, we would just look at her, and she would eat, and just watching her eat was so difficult, and...
We had a cousin like that. Cousin
we
Pat.
Remembered, we just, I remember thinking just like, I can't wait till this woman dies.
Jesus.
I don't.
What?
What
this is such an unnatural
what is this
thought.
Story?
I'm telling you.
Happy, is this a story? Even?
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
That's.
It's a warm story.
Why, you guys, what? Why weren't you eating too? Was she eating?
She would just fucking pile on shit and she would just slurp up her arm. I just remember thinking, like, who the fuck is this fat retarded woman? Why
how
is she
old
eating
were
that
you?
Way? I was like 6 or 7.
And you were like, I can't wait till she dies.
There was no love for this woman.
God.
There was no love. I
you
had
have
no
love for yourself.
For May. I don't know who May was. My sister listens to this show regularly.
Call
please
her.
Text me right now, Jenny. I know you're listening.
Call her
right
now.
Whoever the fuck May was, please, by all means, hold on. I want to know how she was related to this family.
Jenny's going to be like, that's what you called your imaginary friend. We have no idea what you're talking about.
It was actually me, not May.
May. It was
that's
all the way
May. Bad. It was May. It's going to be May.
It's going to be May.
Yeah. So I hope she, you know, I don't know exactly what happened there, but she stopped showing up. And I remember just everyone sort of feeling better. When May stopped showing up.
You never asked who is she and why is she here?
No, because I don't really, you don't, when you're a little kid, you're not asking who these people are and how they fit into the family. Like, they're just family, sort of.
Lewis is just like, I see retarded people.
I see fat retards.
That's true. I remember you were like, go meet family, like extended family, and like some like 40, 50 year old would be like, hey, I'm your cousin. And you'd be like 8. You'd be like, well, that's weird.
Yeah.
Hi. You're like, hi, Aunt Karen. You'd be like, what the fuck?
Right.
I'm a child.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's a very Puerto Rican like white trash thing. Like, if you're older
than your niece,
than your uncle or
your
aunt,
uncle. Yeah,
that happens a lot.
Or it's same age.
Yeah, which is weird.
So how's uncling going? I don't know. I'm 14.
I just have my quinceañera.
Yeah, but the whole fighting thing, there's always a problem. There's always a thorn in the side of the family.
What was it?
We don't have any more of those. My mom was a thorn.
Mm.
My mom was a major thorn.
She would garnish the food. What would she do? Thorns.
She would garnish the food with
would
thorns.
She steal the turkey and sell it for heroin?
Don't you worry, baby girl. It's very funny.
Thank you.
Very nice and funny.
Thank you so much. Nice and funny. Yeah.
Lewis just slides over his coffee.
What if we did find out that he didn't even give her her own coffee?
I'm about to tell you, my sister texting me right now.
Yeah,
I know what she's listening. She's a loser.
What? Ooh, she's your sister. Be nice to her.
This is the person you're trying to get a favor from.
Asshole.
What a fucking loser.
She said who I had customers. May, the fat retarded woman.
Unreal. That's not nice.
What's up, Frankie D. Scheckler?
Woman, I that would come with Uncle Joe.
Blooming
she texted me, Lewis. She must have been listening right in between, and she said she was sick! Exclamation point.
She was sick.
She was sick.
Oh gosh.
What does that mean?
She was probably had like.
No, was she like sick, like down with the sickness.
Yeah.
No, like she was fucking cool.
Yeah, she was like that retard was sick.
She was sick, doggy.
Remember, she's the beatbox. Everybody get all wet.
Yo, she would take us to play paintball. Every time was sick, doggy.
She'd be like, hit me, we all hit her.
We had such a sick time with every time. Yeah, we would throw potatoes at her. It was hilarious.
I do it, do the potato thing.
We make her run through the garden and we peg her with potatoes. She loved it. It was her idea.
Oh, she's like, I miss potatoes.
I'm not getting canceled over this shit.
Shut up.
Stop. She was sick. How was she sick? Ow. Jenny, you idiot. How was she sick? I got to find this out. Because I have no idea what it was.
She just had asthma. Like she wasn't even. She wasn't retarded.
She was retarded. She was just fat.
Yeah.
And so her mouth made retarded sounds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Her
mouth is so full of fat.
I got it.
Like that.
Is that good?
Lead
ding,
into
ding,
it.
Ding 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 ding.
Was that good?
Ding 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 ding
ding ding ding ding ding. Still got it.
Oh, let's see I'm what dizzy. She's saying. This
I'm
is good
from that.
Hold on. She had Alzheimer's or something. She was young as shit. How did she have Alzheimer's? She was like 30.
Maybe she was advanced for her age. Maybe she wasn't retarded. She was advanced.
Also, thought it was called old-timers up until I was like maybe 25.
No.
I believe
that. You're a real Aunt May.
Yeah. He like...
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I didn't. I guess Alzheimer's is fine. It was still uncomfortable for a child. You need to explain to children that there's going to be.
My parents used to. My mom used to make me hang out with this like severely handicapped boy so that I would be more grateful for my own life and learn how to be nice to others.
They also told that other kid that about Ian. All right, Ian, you're fucking in trouble.
Got him.
That was good. That was a good one.
That's actually what you're doing on the show right now.
Hey!
She said she had what Michael J. Fox has.
Parkinson's.
Parkinson's.
Oh, so that's why she was eating that way. She couldn't get the fucking food into her mouth. She was like fucking...
Yep.
Uh-huh. Yep. Yes. Good one, Lewis.
Lewis, you're breaking down the barrier. She's supporting your bad jokes. It's just like old times.
Hey.
Trying to picture it. But you said she was fat and Asian.
I didn't say she was Asian.
Karen was just picturing it like
I didn't
that.
She's Asian.
Oh, May. I thought May was like an Asian name.
Oh, you just heard the name May and you imagined it was an Asian.
Yeah. Mm. Yep.
Oh, like Mei Ling.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Yep. Melee Massacre.
Yep.
May I jerk you off?
Look how proud he is. Look at that little proud face.
Ian drop. Boom.
Lewis, that's gay.
Can I get a baseball bat to beat Ian to death with, please? Thank you.
No.
I don't like him.
Oh. Your sister added she's not sure why she was so fat, though.
Yeah, I mean, you don't fight when you have Alzheimer's. You don't.
If you're
you don't
the
remember
that,
that you ate in the morning, so you just keep eating.
That's like, a good point.
What was I Parkinson's. Just doing?
She's still got food in her mouth. What was I doing?
Hold on.
That is how Alzheimer's people die. They forget how to swallow.
But here's what's funny. That's true. They should have explained what Wait, they what? Drown. They starve to death?
No, they drown because they can't swallow their own saliva. That happens.
New what? Update.
That's the real thing.
Schizophrenia.
Oh, yeah, that'll make
yes,
you fat.
That's what she had. And they did explain it to us, actually. Now that she said that word.
Your sister is just running the gamut of psychological.
She just said everything.
She like just opening the DSM like, to different pages and everything.
Yeah. She's like, no, she's like she was mentally Polish retarded.
Yeah, I was going to say Puerto Rican. Good for you.
Being nice to Lewis.
She was schizophrenic.
Oh my God,
nice
just fuck already. Ew, Jesus
no,
Christ. This flame has been rekindled.
I can't handle it. It'll ruin my life.
Damn. What, if Karen banged me one more time just for old time's sake?
I don't want to hear about it.
Are you kidding me?
No,
old time's sakes?
Shut up.
Sounds like you're describing a cab driver.
Old time's sake.
Old time's sake. Because that's what a lot of them are.
Oh, like a sick?
Yeah.
I am in a world of shit.
What is happening?
That's the new drop when Ian bombs and then it I want to make it bomb
really known.
I want to make the bomb I'm stretching the bomb. That's called stretching a bomb, Karen.
It's called when Lewis does 45 minutes.
Sorry, that was funny.
Wait, plug the album again.
LewisJGomez.com is the website.
LewisJGomez.com.
Drunk Karen.
Use the code Aunt May to laugh at it.
Shannon, why would you book this show? Why?
Blame Shannon.
This I did not book the show. Karen did.
Yeah. Shannon, show them. Thank you, Karen. Shannon, show them titties.
Now show them titties.
Take my hoodie off. My hair's all.
You're lucky you look so fucking hot lately, Shannon.
She
you
does
stupid
look hot.
Asshole.
Thanks.
Ooh.
Why don't you guys just date and then you could run this whole
thing?
We
banged a
like
few times.
Can we just fuck?
Yeah, right.
Did he scream so Karen's really? Name the whole time?
only at the beginning.
Yeah. Caddy,
you got him by the end. Yeah, good for you, girl.
Oh, we're counting down.
Love is
counting
the
down
end.
The end of this show. Wow, guys. What a day. I'm stressed. These girls, you literally stress me out. That's why.
Why? Because you actually have to be on your toes?
It's why I like the Shame On show. Because it was legit. It was just, it wasn't exactly what everyone else was doing. It was kind of just ugly and mean and angry. It was so,
you're
it was
ugly
so
and mean.
Brutal. It was really brutal. That show was so like
brutal to listen to, not funny.
No, it was
Ian.
Funny. It was very funny. But
Ian
it
was such
fucking
a fag about his episode.
Yeah, because I just had a fucking mental breakdown. And you're like, come on and talk about it.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Christ.
That was great.
That was right. With mental illness.
Anything. Yeah, we were trying to get him to kill himself by the end of the episode. If we killed himself, we win.
Yeah.
That was the game.
Yeah. That was
the prize,
so funny.
Watching Ian kill himself.
When you called the suicide hotline and read them my tweets. I wish we could find that clip. That was so funny.
Yeah.
That was great. Good was for great. You. You guys are a great pair.
Thank you.
You know?
Thank you.
Really good pair. Really good friends. I wish I had a BFF to, you know, roll around with and have fun. Lewis?
No. Come on. I don't even like you. You're not even a friend. You're not even the F part of the BFF.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, I am.
You're barely an acquaintance. You're a BAA.
That's not true. You're upset I'm not going to Skankfest South.
Well, I am actually upset you're not going to Skankfest South. I invited you to Skankfest South, and then your excuse was that you're doing your first headlining weekend. Where?
I'm headlining a bunch of shows up in New England, and I can't push back the dates. I booked them already before Skankfest came into my sphere.
Cool.
And I can't push him back, but I'll be at Skankfest New York City.
No, you won't. You're not invited.
This summer.
No,
I'm invited. I'm doing my own show.
I will bet you $1,000 that Ian Fidance will not be at Skankfest in New York. He's banned from all things Skankfest for 5 years.
Get him out of here.
Wow.
Fuck him.
Exactly.
Fucker.
Hey, Karen.
What? I'm texting my boyfriend.
What are you texting? That it's over?
It's over.
No. We're having a.
You're not fat and retarded enough for me.
Karen's like, you better bring me a coffee.
What's this coffee I've been hearing about? I want to try.
I've seen how nice men can be.
You said you're nice.
Oh my God.
Really
God, Lewis can really take care of the ladies.
Oh, this poor girl. Oh, she's from Alaska. She's blonde.
All right.
Whoa.
It's Haley Boyle.
Wait, hold on.
That's a fucking old school reference right there.
Oh, I know who it is.
Who is it,
if
Ian?
If you just said what you said it was real, then I know who it is.
Who is it?
You're such a faggot. I don't even believe that you know who it is because you're a loser and you don't know anybody. I hate you.
I've got my finger on the pulse. Of the.
No, your finger on the fucking...
Headliner's buttholes.
Butthole.
Okay. Do you think he's fucking a tell? Is that what you think's going on?
Are you?
Maybe.
Yes.
Possibly. What is this dumb internet challenge, the chair challenge? I'm not doing it.
I'll probably win.
Oh, I feel like you should do it.
We don't have to do it.
Let's either tan our buttholes or do the chair challenge.
It's literally like shoving a, like eating an entire chair. Karen's like, I got it. Whatever it is, I win.
You try to get two chair legs into your asshole.
All right, Karen, you go first.
Okay.
How many gay people can you fit on a bar stool?
I am a pace setter.
Four.
I got it.
Get it?
Okay, turn it upside down. Got it.
Sit on it.
There we go.
What is it?
What?
Pull it out. What is the chair challenge?
I can't get the video to play, but I can explain it to you. Nate's going to try to get it to play. So, there it goes.
Hello. All right. Yeah. There we go.
Gravity and the men can't. So we're going to test it out. What? So you're going to put they say foot women can do this and men can't. And then the other foot directly behind. And then again. And then you line your feet up. Put your head against the molding of the wall. And then bring the chair.
That's not the molding of the wall.
Make sure you're low.
Dude, if her boyfriend just pushed her head into the wall right now, it would be hilarious.
I want her to
now
fart.
Gavin is bigger than Hannah, so he should be able to do this.
Oh, the
that's
angle.
What I look like.
The angle, he's not going to be able to get it.
Because they're too top heavy. Yeah. I probably can't do it either.
What?
Wall. Chair.
Big so
your nose.
Yeah, I got too interested in the smell of the wall.
What?
Oh.
I don't believe this.
What the fuck is this?
My problem is I can't actually bend at the waist.
I know.
My fat stomach just is sort of creating like a cushion.
I thought you had one of those metal rods.
Center of gravity and the main.
Yeah, it's like my
what
stomach.
What the fuck is this dumb thing?
That's a stupid challenge.
Yeah,
that's also what I look like without my shirt on. That guy.
It's like one of those things where it's like if your hand is bigger than your face, you have cancer, and then it's one of those trick challenges.
Yeah.
Is it? Ian, is your hand bigger than your face?
Oh, so close.
Damn it. Thanks, Micah. Thanks for trying to set me up for that awesome physical bully.
Would have been fun. Just punch him in the face, Louis.
Punch him anyway.
Just punch him.
I'll beat out you every episode, nigga.
Those were my favorite jokes in high school. Was the bully physical?
Oh yeah.
Pain jokes.
Yeah.
You're walking through the forest. Close your eyes. You're walking through the forest. Boom! You hit a tree. It's like, oh, look at this nerd. This nerd is lying out on the floor crying.
One kid died because a kid did that to him.
The hit a tree joke? No.
Yeah. I don't know if it was that, but I think it was.
That kid died.
There's a video of it, and like then the kid died. Yeah.
No.
He like threw the kid in the
Doesn't live. Let's go find the video and let's do the segment. No. Fuck it. We already know the end of it.
It's actually what happened to Mr. Hands.
Does it live or does it die? Let's go.
Does it live or does it die?
This child playing a game. Does it live or does it die? Tell me when you find the video. Yeah, those are the fun ones. Give your friend some Indian sunburn.
Just pull a chair out from underneath them. Fuck it.
Yeah,
that's
always
a chair challenge. Trace it on this chair, idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I did that when I was in third grade. I was always like a prankster too. And then everyone was like, fuck you, Micah. That was so mean. And everyone felt bad for the person I did it to. And I was like, God damn it.
That's what happened with me and Ian recently. I smacked pizza out of his hand. And there was a bunch of people around that just aren't like ball busty comics from the 90s.
Yeah.
So they were just like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, why would you bully another adult comic?
Another comic was like, are you okay today? Like,
that's so
it wasn't Boston Bobby, the only people that would possibly find that funny.
Fucking PC culture. You can't even smack a pizza out of Ian's hand anymore.
It was so funny.
The best part was that the sauce got on his
bragging
shoes.
About how
it's transphobic when you knock out pizza out of Ian's hand.
It's true. He was bragging about how it was free, and he was so excited to have this free
pizza. I wasn't bragging. I was telling you, it's and like, those two whores you were with.
It was ridiculous.
If you guys want free pizza, it's over at Joe's. They're giving away a slice. You know, Louis, don't give it to the fat one.
Oh, you're not mad at him for talking about your whores. You're just mad at me.
He didn't give him any massages. He didn't give him any fucking
what, they like pizza?
They're horrified by good jokes.
Yeah.
Fine, Ian. Whatever, dude. But you were way too excited for that pizza, and the timing was great. It was really good.
And then you got sauce on your shoes.
It did.
Ian wins again. And I threw water on you.
He got actually mad.
And then another comic. And then I got grateful because I shouldn't have eaten two slices. So thank you for helping me diet.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
I am in a world of shit.
Thank you. Don't touch my fucking board, Ian. I'm sick of you.
How long does the show go?
Ian likes you because you're like a dad to him.
Yeah. Oh, that's cute.
Thank you, Lewis.
In that moment, if you anytime anyone mentions Ian's father, I need a train sound effect. But like it's careening towards us.
I love you, Papa.
Get out of the way. Bam, bam.
How old were you when your dad got run over by a train?
We're not talking about this.
There we go. That's it right there.
You stupid blonde bitch. You horse-faced faggot.
That's it.
Laugh all you want. My dad didn't get run over by a train.
No, but he is dead to you anyway.
Yeah,
He texted her on Thanksgiving.
Me. Oh, did he?
Yeah. The most recent time.
He called her a horse-faced bitch.
Yeah. He gave it to me, though. He's allowed to.
Was anything having to do with prank is a suicide, prank and death? I can't find
what do you mean?
Proof of this.
What is this thing, Karen?
The liver
guy. Give us more details.
Maybe it wasn't a prank, but they pushed this kid in the wall and then he died.
They pushed him into a wall and he died.
Yeah.
I don't know what.
He like had a backpack. He was like it was like in high school or junior.
Is it
high.
Where they put their hands in your neck and make you hyperventilate?
No, they just slammed him into a wall a couple times and then he died.
Were they bullying him or were they playing?
Yeah, they
a
were
game?
Bullying him because I think he was a little retarded.
Aunt May? Is that what happened to Aunt May?
Yeah.
That's what we did.
Parkinson's isn't retard.
No, remember it was schizophrenia.
Oh. It's not really retard either.
Dude, before 1990, it was all retard. It was one umbrella. Yeah. It was a retard umbrella, and everything sort of fit underneath.
And gay
that.
Was under that, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Ian was retarded on like four or five different beats.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Now it's just one or two.
Yeah.
Now it's just the main one.
What was that medication that you're on that is good though?
Lamictal.
Yeah.
Olaf.
Lamotrigine.
Yeah.
Yes.
Motrin. You're on Tylenol.
I'm on Tylenol.
There was like
what
a psychiatrist.
What does Lamotrigine do?
Lamotrigine. It's for bipolar. So like
for bisexuals.
Mm-hmm. It's.
It makes them not be.
It makes my throat open up.
It makes me be able to finger and jerk at the same time. That's Ian's patting his head and rubbing his stomach. It's very difficult.
It is. Lamotrigine is great. It takes your extremes and kind of like dulls them. So instead of being like jump, 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 it makes it like
world's greatest ad read.
So you can tell when things are going
right.
on. Yeah. And you know how to combat it.
Sponsor podcast brought to you by Lamotrigine.
Lamotrigine. I haven't even heard of that.
Yeah, it's great. Saved my life. It's fantastic.
All right, look, we got a few more minutes here.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we haven't covered anything.
We haven't. I didn't get to any of these notes. That's when you know it's a good show, is when we don't get to the notes.
Because we just let it roll, you know?
We just flow.
Yeah, but sometimes I like need information. Sometimes I just like come to podcasts to learn.
You want it to be a news show? Fine, we'll give some news. Fine, we'll do some news.
This is where Karen gets her news. Yeah. Not even listening to podcasts, being on them.
And I'm like not sure how I'm gonna what other conversations I'm gonna take part in. I haven't learned anything yet today.
Let's see.
What
about
koala died?
First of all, we mocked that koala relentlessly on this show.
Rest in peace.
They really jumped the gun with the woman is reunited with the koala, and then it just died anyway.
What?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Did they show the video of the woman being reunited?
Yeah.
It's a koala just screeching in pain because it's dying of burn wounds.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry. What were you going to say? What's in the news?
Do we have any video of the koala dying? Did that come out yet?
No.
That's already out.
Oh, Nate, do you have another cool video?
No.
Yes. Nate's videos are the coolest.
It's not your job to host my show.
I'm not trying to.
You're hosting it.
No, I'm not.
You're hosting it. That's on the list. We're going there. Don't worry.
Don't go there, girlfriend.
What is this one? Is this the newest video? Is this the latest video?
No, it's just another version of the koalas burning in the fire.
What?
Which actually I found out that...
Oh, no!
He's dumb. He's going right into the fire. Oh,
what is... This is awful. I don't want to know anything about
these
this.
Fires were actually set...
oh my God, sorry.
Who is
they
that?
They were set by a volunteer firefighter.
Is that thing getting
Why?
Saved by Caitlyn Jenner?
Why did Crazy. He do that?
I don't know, but they
Ric Flair's
him.
There. Woo!
He's gonna save this koala bear.
Gonna save this koala bear. Whoa!
And I'm really upset with myself for bringing this up. Oh. This is really upsetting. I wish
this
I didn't know about it.
I know.
But look, it's a great advertisement for Poland Spring.
Happening? Is it dying?
It will.
No, it does die eventually.
It does die eventually, but they like did this whole thing. They show this video. They're like, oh,
pump
fine.
Water. We'll save your koala.
They pose it next to like,
mate,
the hospital.
The koala died. We can't use a tagline anymore. Oh, look. Oh, it's brutal.
Oh, no.
I'm not looking. I'm not looking.
No, I don't want to hear it either.
Well, here's the problem. Can I say, listen, all right, it's fine.
Lewis.
It's fine.
Stop.
It's fine.
Shannon.
Turn it off for them. Fine, but good.
Shannon, please.
Now, how does it feel, coffee girl? How does it fucking feel?
Wow.
Then she moved to Maine.
I'm gonna.
What it means to
I don't even
be
know if that's
from
true.
Maine.
I'm gonna fucking kidnap Micah and just hold her eyeballs open watching that fucking video. Oh,
she God. Was homeschooled.
Did she really live in Alaska?
Do me a favor, shut the fuck up.
Who is it?
Thank you.
I am so aware of who it is.
Do me a favor, shut the fuck up.
I can't wait to follow her and send her a message.
Thank you.
Hey, Eskimo sis.
How'd you get
she lived in Alaska?
Alaska.
That
was
pretty good. Wow.
That's funny.
When they fucked, it was real Inuit.
All right.
Karen, did Lewis ever buy you coffee?
Ugh, no, Lewis couldn't afford coffee.
That's true. She was around a dark time.
Oh, yeah, I bought us coffee.
Can all right, Nate, you put together one final video for the week. Special Thanksgiving edition, I'm assuming.
Sure, okay.
Very nice. I appreciate
it. Let's just
that,
say it is.
All right, here we go, guys.
Well, it's Thanksgiving. We should all go around and say what we're grateful for.
No, shut the fuck up. Just play the goddamn video. It's fine.
Okay. Oh my God!
Thank you everyone for watching Real Ass Podcast.
Wow!
You guys are the shit. Make sure you follow everyone on Twitter, social media, Micah Fox, K Freehams, Ian Fidance,
iAnimal on Instagram.
And Nate too. Follow Nate. Nate, what's your new Twitter, buddy?
My new tag is at middlebrow lol. That's where we're posting all the sketches.
Oh, Nate and I did a really
stuff.
Funny sketch together.
Yeah, you
together.
Should check it out.
Oh, whoa.
That's pretty awesome.
Oh!
This Thanksgiving.
Oh!
There we go.
Ah!
Oh. Oh, dog.
Ha. It goes from cute to.
Oh, my God! Nate, it's a Rage Against the Machine album cover. Oh, that's
yay!
Nice.
That's fun.
Oh, I love cats.
Oh. All right.
Bus hits her.
Oh! Oh, that was terrible.
I am Shannon Lee. The Thing Is Podcast. Ding.
What is that?
I hope somebody's on fire, though.
Yeah, oh,
the koala
great.
Comes out.
Oh, no, I'm on fire, mate. Oh, crikey.
Not funny.
That's so funny. I want to thank everyone for watching today's show. Thank you so much. We will be back on Monday. Micah Fox, Karen Feehan.
Ian Fidance.
Yeah, guys, thank you so much. Anything else? Anything else to plug?
No.
We got to go to brunch.
Yep.
Brunch time.
Oh, can I come?
Yep.
Yeah.
Really?
Lewis is fat.
You invited Ian? That's crazy.
No, he invited
That's
me.
Psychotic.
Tell me how rich he is. He's going to pay.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah,
thank you guys for watching. We'll be back next time. Peace.
That's all, folks.